Peace. Frank Hester is understood to have said that MP Diane Abbott made him want to hate all black women and that she should be shot during a meeting in 2019. He's since apologised. Our political correspondent Matthew Thompson's been reading the police statement.
Our officers, they say, have since been working to establish the facts and to ultimately ascertain whether a crime has been committed. And I think that's an important point to end on, is that this is simply an investigation. It by no means implies that any guilt or any charges are forthcoming.
A doctor at the hospital where baby killer Lucy Letby worked is warning there could be another scandal in the health service without better protection for whistleblowers. A private member's bill to establish an independent office of the whistleblower will be presented to Parliament today. Dr. Ravi Jayaram's backing the idea. Lawyer Francesca West agrees that a system overhaul is long overdue.
Because the law is now 25 years old, it's now almost a patchwork quilt of dangerously stitched together protection. And I think that's the issue. It's in ripe need of review. It shouldn't just be reliant on a small piece of protective legislation to make this work.
A resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza will be voted on by the UN Security Council today. The draft's been sponsored by the US. Culture Secretary Lucy Fraser has waded into the debate about Nike's multicoloured redesign of the St George's Cross on the New England kit. She says toying with it is unnecessary. A new £24 million border control post may have to be demolished because of repeated changes to post-Brexit arrangements. The Portsmouth facility expects to process just 5 trucks a day. And it seems few of us have headed to high street shops last month. UK retail sales remained flat in February. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, the weather for today is 12 degrees, light rain and a gentle breeze. You're probably going to get some more rain, possibly around 12 o'clock, perhaps 72% chance. And by about 3 o'clock, it should be dry for the rest of the evening, going down to about 3 degrees. Over the weekend, it goes down to 9 degrees and 50% chance of rain by about 11 o'clock, and then it will, you know, maybe not so much for the rest of the afternoon. Sunday should be dry, but again, it's going to be cloudy with a tiny bit of sunshine here and there. And next week doesn't look much better, but it's picking up by the looks of it, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Hi to Rob, who's just, you just woken up, Rob. Rob does sound engineering, you see, so he would have been working very, very late in the world of music. Yeah, working and working with some difficult people, I would imagine. Rob, is that correct? Probably. Musicians. Not as bad, actually, as actors. Actors, different level, and also models as well. There's a big difference because I used to work in London, work for a recording studio, and we had a photographic studio as well. It had like the biggest photographers of the day that used to come in, and celebrities and actors far worse, I think, than personality wise than musicians. I know you get some big head musicians as well, but I prefer the musicians rather than the actors. I was shouted at down the phone once when I was working in Ireland, Dublin. He was a guy that appeared in a film which had Milena... Oh, what's her name? Oh, I can't say her name. Milena Kolovich or something her name is. She's lovely, actually, by the way. It wasn't her. It was somebody who starred in a film with her. And he rung me up and he screamed because he was staying at the luxury penthouse we had, which wasn't my fault, because I told my boss, who was the director, I said you shouldn't rent it out, it's not ready, not everything's finished. But the other director was like, no, we rent it out, and then it all fell on my shoulders. And I remember telling my boss, I said, well, he just rung me up and he said blah 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 blah, you know, and swore at me. He said, do you know how rubbish, he didn't use that word, at your job you are. And I said, well, thank you for letting me know. I said, and I'll make sure everything is, do you know how rubbish you are? Do you know how rubbish you are? Ranting down the phone at me because the heating, there was a problem with heating. And all I could say was, we're going to get that sorted out for you as soon as we can. I do apologise. And, you know, anything we can do, you're rubbish at your job, you're FFF, you know. And he used the S word when he said, oh, at my job. And it was really, it was horrible. I mean, it wasn't, I mean, you can understand there was a slight issue and it was Dublin, so it probably was a bit cold. But we put up heaters up there as well. We had, I think we had heaters in until the other thing was fixed. And we had people up there working while he was on the phone. And the next day, I remember I told my boss, my big boss, Sean, he's no longer with us, but he was a great, he was a good guy. And I went in to see him. I went, this American actor, I said, he's said blah, 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 blah. And he went, Michelle, he went, if he talks to you like that again. I went, yes. He said, he can leave. And I went, okay. And he didn't after that. After that, he was pretty nice and friendly, the guy that was there. I was really hoping he was going to come back so I could go, excuse me, can you pack everything and you can go? Because my boss has said to me, that's it. I don't care about whether he's there for a week. I don't care whether he's paying $5,000, $10,000 for the week. He can just go, which I thought was really good of him, actually. But I didn't get the opportunity because the rest of the time he's actually really nice. He was like, oh, hi, how are you? Like he'd never had a shouting, had a go in the first place. But it's hard when you get that. And when you do get somebody that goes like that and you have to take it, you know, you just have to take it, don't you? That's it. Artists, creatives can be challenging. They can. And I think, like we're saying to Rob, because he does sound engineering, they want the sound to be a certain way and they want, you know, and they can get very frustrated if things are not correct. Because it's there, because if you're, like, say, like you're Madonna, you want it to sound the best that it can. And also, you can do what you like. There you go. I keep talking about Madonna. I like Madonna. She's getting a lot of hate at the moment. I like her. I wouldn't want to spend any time in her company. I think she's probably not particularly... you know, I think she'd probably be a bit of a pain. I don't know if she's got close friends either. It must be difficult when you're a superstar. Not that I will ever find out. I'm a superstar in my own world. Don't forget, we've got Bob's homage to me. A song that he's written. Oh, I'm so pleased. Here is the 1975 with Chocolate.
Never go quitting, no. No one run away from the
great song there. That is Barbara. What a great name. And they're going to be supporting Paul Weller on tour. So that's Barbara. You can find them at Barbara the Band. And that song is called Mein Fräulein, which is fabulous. I do like that one.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Blood on the floor, look what they started. Hungry for more, they're spitting garbage. I'm getting bored and broken hearted, but it won't ever get the best of me.
Veronica's here to dance.
Oh,
I like this. Is that on our A-list? Yes, it is. I really like that. Plenty more shows coming up over the weekend here on Phoenix FM. Don't forget, tune in to Antonia Jones. She's here with Breakfast between 8 and 10. You've got the weekend with Spencer Carter. He's going to be here as well as Tony Smith and loads of other presenters. You can check out all of the interviews that have been done over the last, well, years, in fact. Go to all the W's, phoenixfm.com, and there's always loads on the website, and also guests that are coming up. And also, you might want to be a guest on the show as well. I'm with Patrick Sherring today, Andy Smith, Vic Vicar of Hutton, and C of E Area Dean of Brentwood will be talking about the church in Hutton, Daily Bread Caff, and the role of the Area Dean. Drive with Jo. She's going to have Brentwood Town's FC 3G project and other news on the show. Steve Linton's going to be in. Bliss Disciples are coming up at 6 p.m, 8 p.m. You've got Resurrection Show, 10 p.m. The Golden Years, and loads more. Do check out the website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Here is Platinum Mind and Marina Flow, who will be a guest of mine a little bit later in the year. She's going to be playing live in the studio. Basically, Platinum Mind sent this track over to Marina and said, you know, do you want to put some vocals on it? And she came back with this really original idea, which is Spoken. It's 1974. That's how it was in those days.
Waiting for the bus, the number 16, Cricklewood Broadway to Edgware Road. I have no idea when it's coming, because it's 1974, with only the bus stop timetable to give me a clue. That's how it was in those days. We just waited. If it came, it came. If it didn't, we walked. Often they came in pairs. Hold tight, please. Ding, ding. We're on our way. Wait a minute. There's a bloke running. He grabs the pole, jumps on, smiles. That's how it was in those days. Mostly, I sat upstairs. I don't know why. Once I sat downstairs, someone was rude to me. On the other hand, things happened upstairs too. Still, that's where I sat. You could smoke upstairs. That's how it was in those days. Fares, please, the conductor called as he moved around the bus. I loved the ticket machine, worn like an oversized necklace, clicking and clunking, dispensing curved tickets, all off a roll that occasionally ran out. Combined with the leather money bag, a perfect match. Change given. That's how it was in those days.
Bye.
That is Kylie Minogue with the Two Hearts, just coming up to 12:27 on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And now you've got a charity's table sale, Billericay United Reformed Church, and that's this Saturday as well, the 23rd. It's 9 a.m. till 12 noon at the Mayflower Hall, Chapel Street, Billericay. Come on and enjoy yourself. There'll be items for sale to raise money from for locals and national charities. Some of the charities we've invited are Basildon District Stroke Club, British Heart Foundation, Headway, Billericay Lions, School Ministry in Billericay, Parkinson's, St Luke's and many others. There'll be bric-a-brac there, greetings card, refreshments and a good chance to have a look around, some cakes and jams and jewelleries and toiletries and all sorts of things.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I like a good fete. I told you that yesterday. I love it. There's a few that's been over at Thames Chase, and it's just lovely to walk round and have a look. There's so many talented people. The other week I was there, and there was a guy that was did like loads of paintings, and we were speaking to him for about 40 minutes or something like that. It was really interesting. And then opposite him, there was a guy that did woodwork, and some of his work was amazing. He had a beautiful, and I mean a beautiful piece of wood that you would have had as like a cheese board and put, you know, or, you know, when you do one of those things with meats and cheese and all that sort of stuff. And I just looked at it. It was about 40, was it? No, it wasn't. It was about 60 quid. And I was so tempted, but I thought, I can't afford it. I can't afford to do that, buy it. But it was so nice. And I just said, this is beautiful. It was all curved, and I don't even know what wood it was. It just looked amazing. And there was like a little area to sort of put some dips and things. I was like, oh, it's so nice. And just, you know, I could imagine people coming over and going, would you like a dip? Not that I have that many people coming over anyway. yeah, there we go. I've got some stuff. I have bought a little platter for the weekend. I've got some cheese and some meats on a little platter. It's only for one. I bought the cheapest thing I could. I did a little bit of shopping yesterday after I was in the recording studio, and I was sort of, you know, when you walk around, you're hungry, and then you end up going home with food that you just think, what am I doing? I've bought crisps and all sorts. I mean, I've got 3 packets of crisps, big packets, and then some meats. I think it's like was it Serrano ham and a bit of cheese, and I'm like going, where's the food? Where's your dinner? I did buy chicken. I always make the mistake now of buying a chicken, and then I cook it, and then it's only me, isn't it? So I've got a whole chicken to eat. I better cook that tomorrow, and then I can have it cold, put it in the curry. I must use it all, and then some for sandwiches. Listen to me planning out my week. But you have to. You have to plan out your week when you're on your own. You know, make sure you get all your food ready. Should we play some Pet Shop Boys? Pet Shop Boys. Here they are. Being Boring.
haven't seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. I know it might be working out today. It might not be forever. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
Star Sailor, this is Fever.
Without warning.
talk of the town. I'll be back with more after this.
I like local radio because it supports local, independent, unsigned artists.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a quick look at the traffic and the travel for you on this Friday. Now, at the moment, Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. Very busy on the Doddinghurst Road, though. Sorry, on the Ongar Road. Let's get it right. Coming up from Pilgrim's Hatch in both directions. That's going up towards Wilson's Corner and very busy around Wilson's Corner as well in all directions. Shenfield, down past the station, is always busy there as well. Brook Street roundabout is still flowing nicely. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, it's clear, and up to the towards the M11, no issues. A12 flowing nicely. You do have the road resurfacing work, 40 mile an hour between junction 13 and 16, and there might be some nighttime closures, but diversions will be in operation. Oh, my head is itching. I don't know why it is, it just is. Now, I will play out, I think, after 12 o'clock, the lovely song that Bob Simpson, who's here on a Wednesday with 123, wrote for me yesterday. It's very emotional. And, yeah, Amber Anderson, thank you very much for your jingle. Also, thank you to Mrs. G for your jingle. And Bob sort of topped it all with a song, which I just thought was lovely. He didn't have to write a song, but... he went out of his way, and he did. So I'm very pleased. If you want to get your jingle in, please, you can do it on Messenger or just email. If you don't know the email address by now, you should. Here's Rogue Effects and Maya Camera with a Big Time. Out now.
And your new friends, they got me running wild. Each time I open my mouth, I speak just like a giant. The fatal power of envy, it penetrates my mind. The end is inescapable. You don't need me.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, my headphones have fallen off. Where are they going? Oh, they're down my back. There we go. I must stop taking... I don't know what I keep doing. I do this all the time. I've said to you, I take the headphones on and off throughout the show, and then I lose them. I mean, how can you lose a set of headphones? I was like, where are they? They're not on the floor. They're not on the desk. I've not sat on them. And they were behind my head, on my back.
The words of this song, they're a warning to the living. The words of this song, they're a given. So baby, listen.
Let's go.
I'll keep going till you say enough is enough. And I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way out of these arms until you run out of love. Oh baby, we'll keep dancing till you say enough is enough.
I wanna be a bad influence. I wanna be the one who takes you down the wrong road. Stop until you say it's enough. Let's dance until we drop and wake up in the same clothes.
I wanna take you higher. Let me take you down low. When you feel like you're on fire. When you finally lose control.
This crazy night is waking hearts are breaking.
Let's get this music in time with the love.
Enough is enough, and I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way out of these arms until you run out of love. Oh, baby, we'll keep dancing till you say enough is enough.
Till you say enough is enough.
Oh, let me talk to you for a minute.
I wanna push you one step too far. Wanna distract you, then silently steal your heart. Mislead you and deceive you. I'll tell you I can rescue you until you realize that I can't.
Let me take you higher.
Oh, let me take you way down low.
Can be what you desire.
Twisted road we're chasing, just be patient.
Let's get this music in line with the love I'm making.
I'll keep going till you say enough is enough. And I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way out of these arms until you run out of love. Oh baby, we'll keep dancing while you say nothing.
I'll keep pushing till you shout, you're giving it up. You can run and try and whisk. Gonna be tough. Say a prayer and ask for mercy or some help from above.
That is Gary Barlow and Beverly Knight with Enough is Enough. Whoa, what a voice. Both of them. But I have to admit that Beverly Knight has one of the best voices, best singers, I'd say, in the UK. She is just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Makes you sick, doesn't it? That's my new thing. When somebody's really good, I'm like, that makes you sick. Now, somebody that didn't make it into her 30s, who is an amazing singer, is Aaliyah. This is Rock the Boat. Can't believe she's been gone over 20 years. She would have been the as big as Beyonce. She was as big as Beyonce. Great singer, songwriter. This is her, Aaliyah.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.